This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
It is hour number two here on Radio Law Talk, coming at you from our pristine plush studios here at a location that has been deemed too sensitive to reveal for purposes of national security.
That's right. We've all had to sign non-disclosure agreements, you know, to keep this place secure, safe, and secret.
You know, when I leave my house in the morning to come to the studio, my kids follow me on that Find Friends app, and, you know, they say uniformly, routinely, that they can follow me, and then it's as if I disappear off the face of the earth and then don't reappear until after the show is done. Some of these claims may or may not be true.
Did you tell them that conveniently the Krispy Kreme drive-thru has a wall built into it to where you pull through, blocks all cell signal?
That's actually pretty good to know. How do you know that, Seth?
I was there this morning.
Folks, that
hey,
voice.
Where's my Krispy Kreme?
for those of you just joining us here in the second hour, you may, that is not Cal Hunter wearing a voice restrictor or anything like that. That is Seth Madden behind the glass, filling in for
Seth Cal. Madden is our call screener normally, but he's also our co-producer, and he is acting as our co-producer today. We're very happy to have him behind the glass.
Well, it's either sit here or go accompany Santa Claus and be an elf.
You know, I would actually pay good money to see that.
Cal should send us pictures.
If anybody has a picture of Seth that they want to doctor, and a doctor and have Seth looking like an elf, I would be very interested in seeing that. So I'm Todd Kuenin, filling in for Fred Penny in the host's chair here today, seated to my right in her customary position of prominence, the individual that keeps all of us in line, Denise L. Dirks. I just realized that L was your middle initial and not a reference to your name in Latin American countries. Denise L. Dirks.
That's right.
Yes. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing really well, and the gloomy day has turned into a rather sparkling, clean, blue sky day, which is amazing.
That's right. If you were listening at the top of the broadcast, it was gloomy outside. I referenced that, and now I see blue skies.
I see my tour list increasing.
Would that be the honeydew list?
That's
for
it.
You there, Seth? Outstanding. I don't have one of those because cats can't speak English. I just have a meow list.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Todd. Your cat has an Instagram account.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I wish we had video to see the look of disgust on Denise's face. She's over there thinking of Jeopardy categories. Alex, I'll take reasons why Todd will always be single for $2,000, please. His cat has an Instagram account.
Yes, that's one very good reason.
Yes, it is. And it's all part of my master plan. So we covered some stuff in the first hour. We covered the Avenatti case, Stormy Daniels. We talked about something else. What did we talk about? What did we start off with here?
No, that's what we talked about.
I thought we talked about...
We have a lot to talk about, though.
But we're getting to one now. For those of you listening in Big D, this is Dallas, Texas. This is something that's happened in your neck of the woods, but it made national news, and it deals with this case that happened not too long ago of the off-duty police officer who came home, went into her apartment. The door was slightly ajar. There was an intruder. She shot and killed the intruder. And then when calling 911 while trying to perform CPR and they asked what the address was, that was when she claimed she realized she was in the wrong house. That is her claim. That was when she first realized that she was in the wrong apartment. She had just moved there.
Now, she's coming off of working, and I believe she's coming off the night shift. I'm not exactly sure, but some kind of a split shift. And, you know, she claims that instead of parking on the third floor and going to her apartment, she was just tired and she went to the fourth floor by mistake. And she went to the exact same apartment, which would have been right above her apartment, and the door was slightly ajar.
That's right.
Initially, and the sad part about this is the person that she shot, he's 26-year-old Botham Jean, and he's a native of St. Lucia Islands. And his parents have been prominent now in the news, saying that they really want justice for their son because a lot of evil has been done to him, I guess, is really what they have been saying. And one of the things that struck me about this case was initially she was placed on administrative leave.
Yes.
And then she lost her job. And they were going to charge her with manslaughter charges,
Yes. So what happens when you commit a crime, when you are arrested, and she was arrested, and you're booked, the arresting agency, this is an important thing for folks to note, the arresting agency will book you into jail on charges that they feel fit the activity, the crime. But that does not bind, in jurisdictions where the DA files a complaint after arresting, that does not bind the DA or the grand jury, who will return an indictment, from only being able to file a complaint or an indictment based upon the charges for which somebody was arrested.
That's
they,
right.
they have discretion to charge what they feel is appropriate. So even though she was arrested on manslaughter charges, that's not what came down this week.
No, the grand jury, the DA presented their case to the grand jury, and the grand jury opted in favor of an actual murder charge against this former police officer. And I was really surprised by that. I'm not a criminal attorney. I'm a family law attorney, and I do some civil litigation. But this, to me, felt like it was overcharging and mm-hmm. that it was too much for what was going on.
So just a little blurb here. It said her attorney, Robert Rogers, said he was not surprised by the indictment, citing the political pressure surrounding the case and a wave of vindictive emotion targeting his client. He also said that Jean's mother testified before the grand jury, which he described as highly unusual.
That is, because when you testify before the grand jury, or when evidence is presented to the grand jury, it's supposed to be limited to evidence that goes to whether or not there's probable cause and elements supporting the alleged offense.
Right, and there's no defense in a grand jury usually. It's just the prosecution kind of testing out their theory and their evidence and whether or not they could get a conviction.
And so, I'm curious as to what information the deceased's mother could have presented that would have had any bearing on whether or not the crime of murder or manslaughter had been committed. And she wasn't just charged with murder. They came back and also included the charge of manslaughter in addition to murder. Now, we're coming up on our break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about why that's odd that they would have both a murder and manslaughter. It's getting a lot of play in the press and on other radio shows. And my opinion as a criminal defense attorney, it's getting play by people that don't understand what a jury can do when it comes to what's called lesser included offenses. And we will be back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. You can get us at Radio Law Talk on Twitter.
Or you can call us at 855-529-7234. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets
best for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know, somebody who planned or carried out, wanted to take the life of somebody else.
Right.
And wanted to carry it. And that is traditionally what we think about when we think of the crime of murder. It's the way it's portrayed in movies. It's the way it's portrayed in TV shows, you know, usually it's somebody plots to kill somebody else and they carry it out and somebody ends up dead, right? Or if they don't end up dead, then they're charged with an attempted murder because the hero comes in and saves the day. But murder...
Or attempted murder would be they plan the act, but not necessarily plan to kill, right?
Well, attempted murder would be planning the act, but something happened and you didn't actually, you know... I was on my way to kill the person, and somebody thwarted it. Just because the fact that I didn't kill them doesn't mean I have avoided a crime.
So the intent was there.
The intent was there. And that's one. Okay. That is first-degree murder, and what they call that. I'm going to read from the jury instruction here. Here are the elements to murder.
Is this for Texas or for California?
They're pretty uniform. This is California, but they're pretty uniform. So the defendant committed an act that caused the death of another person. Duh. And that's like probably the easiest element in a murder case to prove. Because if somebody's not dead, you don't have a murder case.
Plus she already admitted to the act.
And she admitted to the act. So, right. So you have that person, they did that. The defendant, when they acted, had a state of mind called malice aforethought. Now this is where things get tricky. And where things can be expanded when it comes to murder. Because traditional malice aforethought is, I hate Seth. I want to kill Seth.
Pump the brakes.
And I track him down, and I plan it, and I kill him. And clearly I had malice. And
did you have fine friends?
Well, you know what? If anybody had the radio, then this. I have a vested interest in making sure that Seth stays alive now for the foreseeable future. Because if he turned up dead, I got a radio show that's going to pretty much, you know, get me.
That or those donuts I had this morning.
Exactly. So that's what you got. But there are two types of malice. And this is where things get interesting. You have express malice, which is what I just indicated.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have implied malice. And implied malice is how you can get a murder charge without necessarily following the I hate so-and-so and I want them dead. I'll give you an example. Did you know that if you have a DUI on your record, and if you were advised by the court when you got that DUI that driving under the influence is an inherently dangerous act that can lead to the loss of life of somebody else, and if they can prove that you had that advisement, that you understood that, and you are later driving drunk and you get into an accident and somebody is killed, you can be charged with murder for a DUI. You
right.
were drunk, for crying out
and
loud.
And that's especially true if it's a second DUI.
That's right, because you had that advisement.
That's right.
And that is an example of implied malice, right? You were told that this was dangerous. You engaged in an activity that is inherently dangerous to human life. And whether or not you intended to kill somebody doesn't matter. You intended to do the act that was reckless and place somebody in danger. And so when I look at this indictment that came back with her, with this Dallas police officer, I agree with you for express malice, they would have to show some sort of relationship between the two of them and whatnot. But if the facts come back that it was unreasonable for her to go into an apartment that wasn't hers, and upon seeing an intruder, just outright open fire, and if they can prove that, then they would be able to prove that she engaged in an activity that had implied malice that would support the murder charge. Seth.
It's also going to come down to the report said that she opened the door, saw him standing there in the dark, and drew her weapon
and gave him
commands, verbal commands, and he wouldn't, whatever he was doing, he wouldn't stop or he wouldn't listen to her for her to. Now, obviously, it's a one-sided story at this point because the other side of the story has passed away, but that's very, an interesting point to say. You know, do you have the intent? It's like it'd be different if I just opened the door, drew my weapon,
shooting.
And just started
mm-hmm.
shooting. Yeah.
Now let's consider this here, because you raise a good point. How positive, how certain does the prosecutor, the grand jury, need to be of the facts to levy an indictment? Do you have to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt before you can charge somebody with something?
No
you have to have that to convict. But you can charge somebody fully recognizing that there may be defenses that are completely exonerate the individual, but based upon what we have, and I think you said it best, they don't have defenses in the grand jury. And you know, we just have a set of facts here.
Right. They just basically are like in a civil case making a prima facie case.
That's right.
They're not doing beyond the reasonable doubt standard when it's a grand jury. And the defendant has very little rights in the grand jury in terms of what they can and can't do.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is – I think the most important part when I saw this was I thought, oh, my gosh, why are they charging her with murder? Because – it's clearly not, in my opinion, murder. It's manslaughter. Manslaughter should be what is charged. And if you overcharge a case, then sometimes you can actually blow it.
You can. You can. And that's what I heard listening to talk radio and other people commenting on this. And this is where I think people misunderstand or don't comprehend the idea of a lesser included offense. Because I heard a lot of people saying, well, it was good that they also charged manslaughter to give the jury something to fall back on so that it's not all or nothing, murder or she walks. And I'm sorry, that's just not the way it works in a case. In any case, especially in a murder case, there is what's called a lesser included offense. And when the judge instructs the jury, they'll instruct the jury on murder. And this is like in a single count case where somebody is charged with murder. And then they can instruct on what's called a lesser included, which is basically telling the jury, if you don't think that the facts are enough to prove murder, you can return a verdict for a lesser included offense if you believe those elements have been met. And guess what? Both voluntary and involuntary manslaughter are lesser included offenses to the charge of murder. If they had indicted on one count, the jury would have always had the opportunity, so if they so chose, to come back and convict of manslaughter. So it's kind of odd that you have an indictment with both of them in there. And I can't believe how quickly time flies, because we are 30 seconds from our bottom of the hour break as Seth is holding up the time cards to let me know, hey, Kunin, you with the loud mouth and the bad breath. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. Again, Denise, if they want to call in.
You guys can call us at 855-529-7234. Even though he's being co-producer today, he is also our call screener today, and we are still up on our phone lines.
Chief Cookie Bob.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. Letty & Company.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone, make the call. Accelerate You, 916-BETTER-ZERO.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Tributes are pouring in for former President George H.W. Bush, who died last night at the age of 94. Retired Army General Colin Powell, who served under Bush, says he was a very thoughtful leader who looked out for the troops.
He cared about every single soldier, sailor, airman, and marine we sent over there. And he wanted us to finish the war quickly and to get out of Iraq, back home and away from Kuwait quickly.
Former President Bill Clinton says President Bush deserves credit for leading the world out of the Cold War.
I think he deserves credit for getting the world off in the right direction at the end of the Cold War. The Cold War being over was not an excuse to pack up and go home. It was an excuse to build a new world of cooperation. Time will prove that he was right in wanting an integrated, cooperative world.
Bush died in his Houston home surrounded by family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. All right, so we are halfway through the show. Halfway through the show, and it feels like we just started. We've covered so much up to now. We're moving on to the to our next segment, because I think we pretty much talked about the grand jury issue to...
Well, we have and we haven't. I have a question for you.
Yes.
On the grand jury, are there any limitations on what the prosecution can do with the grand jury?
Well, one thing that is a huge limitation is the necessity to keep grand jury proceedings secret, to not divulge those. I mean, there's a reason these things happen behind closed doors, and unless and until that information has been made public, it stays behind closed doors. And
does that mean once the indictment comes down, then all the evidence from the grand jury can come out?
Not necessarily. A determination needs to be made about grand jury testimony and when it can come out. And we're going to get into, I don't know, a segment that we could probably make a full-time segment here on Radio Law Talk. We could call it the who's who behind bars. You know, who's going to jail? And something relating to that grand jury testimony actually has a...
Well, in Pennsylvania,
yes.
She's a Democrat. It's not a political issue. This is absolutely not a political issue. But she, Kathleen Kane, was the attorney general in Pennsylvania, and she leaked information regarding a grand jury indictment and what happened behind the doors of the grand jury, and then she lied about it. And because she did that, she was actually convicted and sentenced to 10 to 23 months in prison. And so she is now been told by the Pennsylvania judge, you need to go right now. Oh, it's been 2 years since this came down. You need to go right now, and you need to start serving your sentence. So she is in a Pennsylvania prison now.
So the Attorney General leaked grand jury information, and there you go. You asked the question about what can happen if you what can happen that you can't do as a prosecutor, and that's one of the things. You can't leak grand jury, and not just in criminal cases. I don't know if you recall, you know, Barry Bonds way back in the day, when he was being investigated by the IRS for steroid use, and somehow it still boggles my mind as to how the Internal Revenue Service was investigating steroids in baseball, but they were able to pigeonhole their way into it. And so they were investigating this, and a lot of grand jury testimony from Bonds and other high-profile athletes was leaked to the press. And it's made its way back to a private attorney who had received the testimony because he represented one of the individuals. He was not a public attorney, was not a prosecutor or anything like that, and it came back to him, and he ended up having to serve a jail time because he leaked information to the press. Now, interestingly
enough,
that
preclusion of disclosing grand jury information doesn't just apply to the prosecution.
It applies to anybody that gets confidential testimony.
Even the witnesses, perhaps.
Yeah, you can't disclose that type of information. Now, the protections of freedom of the press protect the reporters to whom the information is disclosed to from facing jail time because they received the sealed testimony. In any other circumstance, the recipient of disclosed testimony would probably face some sort of a conspiracy charge to disclose, but the freedom of the press protects reporters who receive that. But that's what can happen if you disclose that type of testimony.
Now, who else is behind bars?
Well, finally serving his time, you know, quite a lengthy period of time after he actually pled is George Papadopoulos. Now, he was the an aide to the Trump campaign, and he was charged with giving, I believe, false or misleading statements in the Mueller investigation, in an FBI investigation. As a result, he is facing, or he was sentenced
actually,
for 14 days.
Yes, and he has actually gone in and now is serving that prison sentence. 14 days, it seems like a lot ado about nothing, to be honest with you. Why only 14 days?
That's basically a slap on the wrist. And a lot, they were exhausting the appeals process. His attorney had filed two requests in November to ask for a delay of starting the prison sentence because, look, it's not enough to be untruthful in an FBI investigation. You have to be, the determination is you were untruthful about a matter that may have directly impacted the validity of something that occurred or may have delayed the investigation. And so like, if it comes back and, you know, you say, they're asking you your preliminary questions in the investigation, and they say, okay, how much do you weigh, and you're self-conscious about your weight for whatever reason? You say, well, you know, I weigh 285, and you're really pushing the scales at 215. Is that true? Were you truthful with that question? No. Does that question really have anything to do with what they're asking you about? No, it's not material to the investigation. But if you lie about something that is material, then you got an issue here, and he had instructed his attorneys to appeal about whether or not things that he said were or were not material to the investigation. The appeals period had been exhausted. I don't think that they were successful, and so he went into service time. And quite frankly, a 14-day jail sentence for a federal crime is the equivalent of having no jail sentence in any other situation. That is just a slap on the wrist.
Right. And so he's going to be incarcerated for 14 days. Special counsel had recommended it be 6 months. And then he has to pay a $9,500 fine and serve 200 hours of community service. And then he has to be under supervised release for a year. So under any scenario, that's really not that much of a sentence for somebody who has lied and impeded an investigation, in essence. And that was what he pled guilty to doing.
And quite frankly, if you only got 14 days, his argument here to the judge was, whatever I said didn't materially impact the investigation, okay? And my comeback to that would have been, and probably the best argument in support of that, is the fact that he only got 14 days for whatever he said. I mean, look at other people that are going to jail. Manafort, for not being truthful in an investigation, was looking at a life sentence, and now is looking at 10 years to life.
Two different cases against Manafort, fairness, you have to look at the state and the federal issues.
That's true, but you have all of these things that are basically aimed at, and a lot of the deals that he has that were basically aimed at giving untruthful statements. Gates, Michael Flynn, all of those individuals were facing lengthy sentences for information they gave that was material to the investigation, and the fact that they lied about it led to a lot. When the FBI agrees, or they agree that somebody's only going to get 14 days for whatever they said, it causes me to really question how much, from a material standpoint, that lie really had to do with anything. But if you got caught in the net, you got to be punished.
Right. We're going to find out about these different sentencing. Mike Flynn, he's going to be sentenced in December, so we're going to be very soon hearing about what his sentence is going to be.
Well, I would say he's allegedly going to be sentenced in December. That sentencing has been put off, I believe, for almost a year. I think it's been continued two or three times.
It does, but federal judge Sullivan has said on December 18th, he's going to be sentenced. So they have set the date, at least, in terms of the judge's idea that it's going to be done. There might be some other delays. Manafort won't be sentenced until March of next year. Michael Cohen won't be sentenced until next year as well.
Well, and do you know why that is?
No, I don't. I don't understand why.
Okay, here's why these folks are not being sentenced immediately. And that's because it's the carrot and the stick mentality. All right. These folks pled, and as part of their plea agreement, there is the requirement for them to cooperate. Now, when you're sentenced before a judge, you have the option, or you're looking at either A, you can be sentenced and have the prosecution come in and say, Your Honor, this is the sentencing range, and this person should be hammered to the max, or you can go before the judge, and there's always a range of minimum time, maximum time.
They've helped us in this investigation.
And you want them to come in and say that they did this and this and this, and they helped us, and everything will be fine. And so they set the sentencing out to see how cooperative these people will be in the investigation. And what we're seeing right now with both Cohen, well, especially with Manafort, is this idea that he hasn't been as forthcoming. That's the allegation that came out this week.
Mueller sent
a sentencing brief to the judge saying that Manafort has lied since the plea agreement about things.
He's in violation of the plea agreement.
He's in violation because he hasn't been truthful in coming forth. Manafort's attorneys have come back and said, what are you talking about? He has been as truthful as he could possibly be. So they're going to have that fight.
Well, the biggest thing that Manafort's been accused of is keeping the White House defense counsel in the loop of the investigation. So what they're worried about is that Mueller's team let Manafort in on some pretty important factual disputes, maybe, or factual or some evidence that's there, and then he has in turn.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Obamacare mandate? Those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, the two lone compatriots holding the fort down. Oh, and Seth Madden's behind the glass.
Hey,
Seth Madden is behind the glass.
I just got a hot take via text message.
Okay. What's your hot take? Okay, all right, let me set this up.
Hot takes via text messaging with Seth Madden.
Do tell.
There will be a case or no case third hour.
Oh, nice. We're excited about that.
Okay, translated. We've been listening to the show and you're boring the snot out of everybody, so we're going to call in with the case or no case.
The boss texted and said, do it. People love it.
All right. Case or no case third hour. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm trying to put my brain to work here.
Oh.
My creative skills may be lagging.
Wait a minute. You mean you're going to be doing the case or case?
Oh, this will be easy.
Oh.
Hey. We will find out if Seth Madden can play poker. All right.
Well.
So, that's going to be in the third hour, which is coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. So, we are going to, you know, we talked about this when we started the show. The law often presents very interesting cases, interesting things that come about. And Denise had found some things. It was 25 bizarre court cases, different things that had taken place in not just this last week or not since our last time being on the show, but just odd things, you know, like the guy who ended up suing himself, and that's one of them. For example, Robert Lee Brock. Robert Lee Brock was a prisoner in Virginia in 1995, and he decided to be removed from prison so he could enter a mental health institution. To make this happen, he sued himself for $50 million, claiming that he had committed the crime when he was a drunk, and the case was dismissed, and he failed to get his transfer. Just one of those strange things. You know, if you think you're going to be able to find some loophole in the law, it just doesn't happen all that often. It really doesn't.
And there's a lot. There are a lot of prisoner lawsuits, quite honestly. And there's an interesting one out of Romania where this Romanian prisoner who was serving 20 years in prison for murder when he sued God for failing to keep him from the influence of the devil. Now, the case was ultimately dismissed, but how did they actually serve God? That was my question. How do they do proof of service on God?
I know. How do you do that? I mean, nobody's showing up. You know? And what would you do if he did show up? You know, I'm here for the deposition. It reminds me of that movie with George Burns, Oh God. Remember that? With the country music singer that died in a plane crash. Thank God I'm a country boy. He starred in it. But, all right. I'm getting that blank stare.
Yeah, you are, because there were a few that have been died.
But only one starred in a movie with John Denver. John Denver was in the movie with George Burns. Okay, here's another one. This is... Okay, in 1999, a man named Daniel Dukes was killed by a killer whale at SeaWorld. And his family sued SeaWorld.
Well, yeah, but tell what he did.
Well, I'll get there. His family sued SeaWorld because they saying that they had failed. It was his lifelong dream to swim with the whales. And so he hid himself in SeaWorld, then after hours went and hopped in the pool with one of the whales. And shocker, the whale killed him, because that's what wild animals do. And the family sued because of the failure to display public warnings that the whale would actually kill people, to which I say it's kind of in the title of the animal, killer whale.
Right.
You know?
That's the notice.
There's your notice. If he attended the whale show, you know, now that I think about it, here's where I think the family may have a claim. Because I recall going to these whale shows, right? And in the whale shows, the announcer always says something to the effect of, despite the horrific nature of its name, there are no documented instances of killer whales actually killing people, human beings, in the wild. The key being in the wild. Okay. But you can see how somebody might misconstrue that. Oh, they're not listening. Whales don't actually kill people. I'll hop in and swim with a whale. And he died. But, you know,
that lawsuit didn't go very far. Right.
Yes, yes. Other lawsuits against SeaWorld have, but not that one. What else do we have? And I'm getting
nothing.
What? Okay, how about I remember the lawsuit against Subway. Do you remember this lawsuit against Subway? It's not the one that we're looking at here, but there was a lawsuit against Subway where somebody had gone in. You know, they advertised the footlong sandwich and the 6-inch sandwich, and they went in and they measured the sandwiches, and guess what?
Short.
They weren't a foot long. And so there was this deceptive advertising claims. And so Subway had to amend it, I think, by giving people free sandwiches and
so
saying, you know, it's close enough.
What they had to say, almost a foot-long sandwich.
Yes.
Or just shy an inch of a foot-long sandwich.
I'm suing because I didn't get the whole foot-long. Okay. All right. So, Seth, you're laughing too much at that. All right. What do we got over there, Denise? You're looking at something on a piece of paper over there.
Well, no, I'm thinking that if we get back to other things of the law, there is a really important Supreme Court decision coming down.
And what's that?
It involves seizure of property.
Yes.
And it involves specifically state seizures of property. And whether or not they violate the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits the federal government from imposing excessive bail, excessive fines, or cruel and unusual punishment. And that Eighth Amendment applies through the 14th Amendment to the state. So that's really the legal argument behind it. But it's an interesting case because in this case, a gentleman gets addicted to oxycodone, and then, of course, he can't afford that addiction, and he turns to heroin. When he is busted for $100 worth of heroin, and that is a very minor thing. But what happens? They seize his $40,000 Range Rover, and it's a Range Rover he paid cash with from the inheritance from his father who had died.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like the facts are a little bit sad, but at the same time, it is really super important because what happens when they seize the property? They actually split it between the policing agencies that are involved. And so it is a moneymaker.
It is.
For states, for counties, for, you know, federal and state and county governments.
I will tell you, just from a fundamental standpoint, this is I'll get on my soapbox here. When it comes to prosecuting, I do not believe, and I am opposed to any agency that generates revenue or even gets to the point where they're turning a profit based upon their enforce, whether it's a regulatory agency that's enforcing against corporations or if it's a criminal prosecution, agencies that make money that end up funding positions because, in my opinion, it becomes a conflict of interest as to what you're there for.
I totally agree, but it became very, very prominent, especially last year when Jeff Sessions said, we are going to start seizing property again and enforcing this forfeiture.
And just to let you know, this isn't limited to drugs. We're coming up the bottom of the hour. This is something that's even smaller, too. Like, for example, if your driver's license is suspended for driving on a DUI, for a DUI, and then you are caught driving, you can have your vehicle forfeited because you were driving on a suspended license and the suspension was for the DUI. I agree with you. That is overarching. I'm not defending DUIs. Well, I do for a living, but I'm not saying that they're okay, but I do think that punishment is overarching. We are at the bottom of the hour. Stick with us. We're going to be coming back with a case or no case at the top of the hour. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.